Be careful with. And that's the sound, and we're off and running. This is one of my very, very, very favorite things to do. Hello, everybody. John Sarver here at CKWI Radio 76. One of the most fun things that we get to do in the radio station is have the 76er roundtable. We have not had these folks assembled for over a year, and about 5 days.
Wow. You know? George left us.
Yeah, that's true. George Blackmore, back in black.
Yes, I am.
Except for with that passing of that person. So, sorry to hear that today. Anyways, let us introduce everybody that is here. The gentleman that makes Santa cry because he looks so much more like Santa himself, Greg Parham. Hi, Greg.
Hi, John. How are you?
Dandy.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome to be here.
Fine weather.
Yeah, it is. Well, that sleigh that you have outside looks very cool. Very nicely done. All righty. Talk about nicely done coming in from a sleigh, as we mentioned before, all the way from Texas. Thank God he's not there anymore. I mean, that purgatory went bad. See, you can't have cocaine in Turkey. Otherwise, they make you go to Texas for a couple of years.
Called Kirky.
Kirky. George Blackmore is with us today.
Hey.
Thank you, George.
A big introducement for the, hey.
That's true, too.
I can't tell you how great it is to be back in Michigan, man. I tell you what, it's a good thing.
The best thing about being back in Michigan is?
Is being back in Michigan.
And enough said.
Enough said. Yeah, there you go. That's it.
See, Greg right now is, Greg, George is making that thing with the hand, so like, here's the mitten, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah, right here.
Yeah. Know. And funny enough, that Texas has only one finger. How come? Got that finger. And normally, filling in right now, going into the bullpen, Sherry Galloway is under the weather, and Sharon is still working at John John's. So, whether that place be working here or not, today we have Sue Hutchins as the fifth Beatle. Hiya, Sue.
I am honored to join you.
Sue.
No, really. And because we like the name so well, one person that's been here probably, female-wise, the longest, you know.
Oh, yeah. I just realized we have two Sues.
Dueling Sues. Well, that's right. Two Sues.
You quit beating them up, John. Then come back.
Great. I'm going to be on the news tomorrow. He touched me. It is Sue Martin is here with us today.
Good evening, John.
Good evening to you.
And the rest of our gang.
Distinguished clan. I know, really. Don't you feel like doing like a small wave or something? The Too Smooth wave? Too Sue wave, we should say? Talking about the Too Sue wave, we were talking about how the holidays are coming up. What we normally do here is the holiday roundtable. And what we do today on the 76er Holiday Roundtable is we talk about how when growing up in the fine city of Warren, Michigan, the third largest city in Michigan.
Woo-hoo.
I know. It's
boom.
But you know, the funny thing is when we were growing up, we didn't know it was the third largest. We thought all cities looked like this.
Was it the third largest back then?
Too? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, as soon as GM walked in there, it got big in a damn hurry. Because really, name another city that had Great Scots, a Chatham, and a strip joint. that knows that you have big size.
Right.
Oh yeah, we totally keep forgetting that Greg used to work at John John's before it was women strippers, it was male strippers, and Greg was making all kinds of money. That's why he has that Corvette tonight. So one thing I can never understand: why do all exotic dancers have Corvettes?
I don't know. A lot of the ones that I knew drive beater crap. All their money went away, out their window, up their nose, wherever it went, it was gone.
When did you work at John John? What, 80s?
Yep.
It's a blur to me now.
I'll tell you, I worked there when I was 19 because the drinking age changed from 19 to 21, and I wasn't 21. I was throwing people out, and I wasn't even 21.
Did anybody stop? Well, nobody's going to stop you.
No.
Yeah, really. For folks in radio land, Greg is about 5'6", 120.
Yeah.
So,
roughly.
I don't think, I mean, one of his legs are. chances are good someone's not going to say, wow, throwing me out? Let me see your ID.
No, that never happened. No. Even the cops used to come in. They would never even ask me for ID.
Cops would come in to judge us?
Oh, yeah, quite frequently.
On their break?
No. They were investigating, you know. Just have a cup of coffee and warm up or something.
Have a cup of coffee? I'll have a cup of coffee ringside.
It was in a cup, anyways. I don't know if it was coffee.
Did they let you drive in the squad car afterward? Here, here's the keys.
Yeah, take it out for a lap. What the hell?
Did they want to get closer to the pole, or were they like, were they being deep, deep, deep undercover?
No, they always just hung out, and it was a good time. I mean, they were really good. We'd go out and cruise around afterwards, and hey, let's go out and play the car. Okay, we take off.
Play in the car.
Go pull people over and stuff. And
they noticed you weren't with the uniform on?
Yeah, nobody ever said nothing. You know, I was like, who's the big guy in the back? You know, he's our backup.
But, yeah, or you could go back with him.
Yeah.
I mean, just try to go all Ohio on them and, like, shake them down. Like, look, you guys are going 30 over, but for $100, we could let you slide.
I remember going into this restaurant, and my two buddies walking in front of me. They're in uniform and everything. And we go into the restaurant, and we eat and get the bill, and she says, are you a cop, too? And I said, and she goes, I understand. You're undercover. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
that
works. My cover is I'm a bouncer at a strip joint. Don't blow my cover. Good. Man, that's a good gig.
It was. It was a great gig. They got me out of a lot of tickets. I'd get pulled over, and I'd pull out one of their cards, and I rolled my car over on I-75, and the cop...
George?
The cop walks up, and I said...
Can't say nothing about that.
The cop says, where are you coming from? I said, I was partying at the bar with a couple of state troopers, and he goes, oh, my God.
So would you have, like, a Rolodex on your dashboard? It's like, wait a minute, let me get the officer here. Here's the card.
What city am I in? Yep, that was it. Just about. It would all work, though. I survived my 20s and never lost my license or anything.
Sue, your favorite memories of John Johns?
that would be watching the people leave there as we were drinking beer behind Regal Lanes in the parking
lot. Nice.
Why? Because you would throw a couple of games and then get thirsty?
That's it.
Because you wouldn't want to be drinking underage now, would you?
Well, no, but at 18 we weren't drinking underage.
That's true.
But when we were 16 we were. So.
Well, when you bowl at 16, your body burns more calories and you get thirsty quicker.
Absolutely. So then you got to go out back and grab one out of the cooler and then go back in and bowl better.
Is Regal still open?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I go by there all the time.
How long has that joint been there?
God, me, all my life.
Forever.
Yeah.
And who would ever thought that in Warren, a bowling alley would outlast a strip joint? You know, really. Have you seen the place now? It looks like some kind of bricked up thing, but Regals look like they put some money into it.
They did.
From the outside.
Yeah, it looked like they renovated it.
Cool.
Wow.
Haven't been in it, but the outside's looking good.
Yeah, half of John Johns is gone now. They tore down like the wall, one of the walls, and you can see into the basement and stuff.
What?
Really?
I have to wonder what they have found as they're disassembling that.
Yeah, Greg Parham.
I haven't been that way in a while.
The disco downstairs is open to the air for the first time in 50 years.
Was that like the mini version of Studio 54?
Yes. It was really a popular disco there for a while. I mean, they were packed, you know, four nights a week. They were only open on the weekends and Thursday and Friday. But it was a hell of a crowd down there. It was funny, they'd get drunk. The guys get drunk down there. Well, I can't find any girls down here. I'm going to go upstairs and pick up a stripper.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, that worked out. That was a real good plan.
For the ladies in radio land and around this table, there was a certain age in guy land that if you picked up a stripper, you were like, oh, what a stud I am.
Right.
Not knowing that 10 years later, you go, oh, my God, how easy was that? And then you'd have to, because it'd be one of your friends would have to tell you, oh, yeah, man, I'm going out with a stripper tonight, an exotic dancer tonight.
Right.
Ooh. And as long as my wallet's still flat, when it goes skinny, she goes.
Yep.
You know, George, I'm trying to remember, did you ever roll a car?
No. Wait.
A full car?
Wait.
Define the term roll?
No.
Good driver, you.
That's good.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, how did you roll yours?
I was going northbound on 75 at right about almost 8 Mile.
And then decided to go southbound real quick?
Yeah, no, I was going around a right-hand curve, and the guy next to me decided he wanted my lane. Ooh. And I swerved to miss him, and I went right up the embankment, and I'm going up on the grass. And you know how when you're in driver's training, they tell you never turn down the hill? That are right.
You know, done it. You mentioned that. Well, I'm
Chugs, man. Memory.
I had a 71 or 72 Newport Royal that Denise's parents gave us, big old nice land yacht luxury car with small parts, you know.
There you go.
On the Davison and after working a midnight shift, and we usually go to the bar after that. We hang out for a little bit, and then there's the ride home from Redford. Plymouth Telegraph over there.
Sure.
Lived at like 7 o'clock at the time. So on the Davison blowing by, traffic in the rain going about 70, 75, and there's this little jog, and I'm in the left lane, and next thing I know, I just did that. I spun like 4 times across
the
freeway. Luckily, there's nobody next to me because I just blew by everybody, you know?
Wow.
And yeah, I went around like 4 times, and luckily the car stopped, pointed in the right direction, and I'm just like, my heart's going...
Right.
You know, I look up in the rearview mirror, and I can see the headlights are starting to creep up. From so I'm like,
get the hell out of here.
20 the rest of the way home. With my heart just going, da 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 da. I was like,
going, thank God I got a beer in the back seat to calm me down with.
I think that was a Southern Comfort experience.
But you had your baseball cap on, and the window rolled down, and your sunglasses on, or whatever.
What
that
is all that?
The cop won't see you if you do all that stuff,
right?
Yeah. What do they say? They say if you do that, then a cop won't look at you or something. If you have a baseball
hat. That's drunk driver's theory. So it's just telling you it isn't going to work. Wearing your baseball cap, wearing your sunglasses, and driving 10 miles an hour is not going to disguise you.
If we see your car go 4 times around in a circle across. There.
We used to have our own theory on drunk driving is if you stay out late enough, the cops aren't looking for drunks any longer.
Yep.
So you just drive home
in
morning rush hour, and you were fine.
I used to do that too. Yeah. I mean, the midnight shift was perfect for that.
Yeah. Stay out till 3 or 4 in the morning, and it's okay. They're all going home now, and the shift change was at 4, so.
Yep. Ms. Hutchins, how close did you come to death in a vehicle?
Well, it was a 151 kind of night.
U.S. 151, you mean?
Yeah, that's
somewhere around Kalamazoo?
And got pulled over on Gratiot somewhere. We had been at a bar at 7 in Gratiot.
Somewhere?
The officer says, did you know that you were just pausing at the lights? I said, but there wasn't anybody coming.
There you go.
Meanwhile, having a drink between my knees, and it was snowy out, and you know those wooden clog shoes we girls used to wear back then?
Oh, yeah.
I told my friend, if he makes me get out of the car, we're going to jail. He did not make me get out, because luckily, her brother was a sergeant in the Detroit Police Department.
Oh, that's too easy.
So he just told us to go home.
Nice.
What year was it? What decade was this?
Oh, that was probably like 79.
When was that? Because we were talking about that, too. Like, sometime in the 60s, you know, if you were drunk, it was like, get a cup of coffee and drive home.
Pour them out.
Yeah, really. Where do you got to go? Well, I got to drive all the way to Mackinac. Okay, drive safe. Just hammered. I mean, before you had to do a breathalyzer and stuff like that, I mean, what was, like, driving drunk like?
I got pulled over. I had to pour out a 12-pack of beer. We left. I let my buddy drive. I went to stop at that party store. We stopped at the party store, went and bought another 12-pack of beer. We drove about 6 blocks and got pulled over again. And he made me pour out the other 12-pack of beer. He goes, this is getting expensive, isn't it, Greg? I said, yeah, I'm going home.
It's, really. Why don't you just take the 12-pack?
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's what he was asking for.
No, just... pour him out. Oh, man. Sit there, watch me pour every beer out. Just shaking his head at me.
Yeah, but was it good stuff or was it Pabst and you were laughing all the way?
No, it was just regular beer back then. They're probably Bud or Bud Light or something. I don't know. But whatever it was wet and I didn't want to pour it out.
Miss Martin, how close were you?
Most of my accidents, I always seem to be the middle car of a 3-car accident.
Oh,
I've been crunched a few times, but the last one was just this past Sunday. My horse trailer got sideswiped.
Holy cow!
By a gentleman in a Cadillac SUV. But fortunately, the trailer was empty.
Oh, God.
At the time, I was on my way to pick up a horse.
Hopefully, yeah. the trailer did a number on that.
Oh, we sure did.
Nice. Good girl.
Took out his entire driver's side.
Nice.
And I couldn't do anything. It was a semi on my other side. Yahoo. He was trying to merge, and I don't think he saw the horse trailer. Once I passed with the pickup truck,
nobody stop or anything. No,
right just in.
All people do that all the time.
Oh, he had to stop. Yeah,
did he stop?
That's what I am guessing. There was a truck hauling a fifth wheeler camper that was kitty corner behind me, and they stopped just to make sure that everybody was okay and that there were no livestock in the trailer at the time. But they're on their way to San Antonio.
Thanks.
Oh, kind of like, well, here's my business card if you do have any questions.
You mean about my whiplash?
It was pretty cut and dry. Not my fault.
Wow.
It's going to cost me a new fender for my horse trailer.
There you go. Now, that's not...
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, everybody was fine.
That sucks, though, still.
If this isn't engaging radio, I don't know what is. Close to death. Everything, you know, if you make it like a lot easier, because it is the holiday roundtable, we were talking about, and I think we did last year, when you were growing up, how many hours of Saturday morning cartoon did you do?
Probably about two or three.
Oh, yeah.
Get up. I mean, we're talking when you were seven before you started drinking.
Oh.
I mean, before eight?
Got up really early and would do several hours watching our favorite cartoons, all the Looney Tunes.
Which was?
Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Because wasn't it the...
They don't make cartoons like that anymore. Oh, I watched cartoons with my grandson one day. Like, what the heck kind of cartoons are these? Oh, these are anime. Oh, my God.
Oh, is that the one where they have big eyes and jaggy hair?
Yeah.
And they always are like, what?
Like,
you know? They're always flying and hitting somebody. It's
it's so stupid.
Not like the Roadrunner.
Like the Powerpuff Girls. Oh, the Roadrunner's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't make them like that.
The more that you look at the Roadrunner, the more you go, what was that trying to teach us? How would you be inventive? You know?
Yeah.
How to buy things from Acme and Ace? And knowing that both their products aren't worth worth a damn? You know? I mean, anybody that was named Acme or Ace, you know, how many times do they go out of business because, damn, here's another Roadrunner cartoon where our rocket just happened to go inside of the mountain and then come back and hit the poor coyote?
I remember asking my dad where if I could order some dynamite from Ace. This 4th of July was coming up. And he goes, what? And I'm like, the Roadrunner, he buys all this stuff from a company called Acme.
Yeah, he has a truck.
And I'm like, he's like, no, it's cartoons. You can't buy dynamite. Don't play with explosives.
Go out there and play.
Yeah.
By the way, give me a beer before you go out. Put one in my car before I go out. Because there was hours. I'm thinking, George, there was hours of watching Saturday morning cartoons, correct?
Oh, yeah. Bugs Bunny. Yeah, the Looney Tunes thing.
What was the rooster's name?
Foghorn Leghorn.
That's
yeah.
I say. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, come on, boy. I said boy. You know? And everything that you see now in Congress, everybody from the southern tips, you know, they're in Congress, they all talk like Foghorn Leghorn. You know? And you wonder, dudes, where did they get this from? Because they had Foghorn Leghorn, because that was part of the Looney Tune package.
Yeah.
You know, and if you had the Roadrunner Bugs Bunny Hour, was it? And then they always had, like, Speedy Gonzales. And I was like, Speedy Gonzales, yuck. I mean, it's always Reba, Run Away.
Donald Duck, all those characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were only one. I mean, with everything else.
Season.
Bugs Bunny was a badass, though. He was the coolest, you know?
Right.
And really, if you see the early ones, like from the 40s and 50s, he was just written as a badass. I mean, just a smart-ass guy.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
you know, start some crap, you know? Just for fun.
It is amazing. If you go back and the wonderful thing about the internet is you can look at anything, mostly pictures from John Johns. But what you can do is you can see where the Saturday morning cartoon lineup were. And, I mean, it started with Oopsie.
Oopsie the Clown.
Like 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And then it would go all the way up to American Bandstand at 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
But all three networks, you know, with, like, the little...
All three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, four, And if you knew somebody was rich, had channel 50. What? 50? What's this?
We got to do that in special.
Sergeant Sacto, you know?
It was like a ham radio license to tune that thing in.
Yeah, because before they had the second dial
right.
up on top with like 1,001 numbers, they had one that had like from 14 to 83. And it was like, you're right, it was like shortwave.
Fine-tuner.
Yeah, really, there's channel 62. Now stay.
Move the antenna.
Stay, don't move.
Put a beer can on top of the antenna.
Yeah, because they had the round antenna in the back, and then they had the rabbit ears for right. 2 through 7, 2 through 13. You know, and it's like, you know, why do we have so many numbers if we don't have so many channels? Where is all these things? You know, maybe.
They were planning ahead.
Yes,
you know,
they
see
were
where that. We see where that went,
right.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, because so. Really, when channel 62 popped in, because you always wanted to get past channel 56, nothing there. No, channel 56 was kind of like the WJR of TV.
Right.
It's my parents' crap.
It's like, yeah,
nothing
yeah.
fun, nothing joining. But, I mean, channel 50, I mean, even if you look back at the early stuff when they had, like, early Red Wing games.
Yeah.
Really archaic.
Wow. Yeah.
Really archaic.
No kidding.
But they had Sergeant Sacto, and he was on at 4:30 and stuff. The big picture of all this is... If you were taking, you know what, we forgot to ask you. How many hours did you have, Sue 2 or Sue 1 or Sue 1 or Sue Taller?
Pretty much none.
How are we going to differentiate?
Nope, never was a TV watcher. I was outside.
Wow.
Damn.
Did not watch, I didn't watch cartoons until I had kids and would be watching them with them.
Holy cow, really?
Yeah.
What not were you doing TV. Outside? What was
yeah.
the...
Inquiry minds want to know.
Straightening every blade of grass with my father.
Oh, jeez.
The yard had to be perfect. Oh,
on God. Saturday?
At least till noon.
Why?
After 12, then the Saturday became yours, and it was off to the friends.
Even in January?
Even in January.
Wow. Come on, so let's get out and let you go look at them, bro.
Yeah, there was no Saturday morning TV.
Oh, huh.
But wait a minute.
All
your
four
other...
of us.
Oh, I was going to say, your other brothers and sisters
nope.
got to see. You got to watch.
You get that grass straightening done?
Yeah.
All right.
But it was funny because it was our yard that all the neighborhood kids played on, which was fine. Dad was all cool about that. But as soon as they left, you were out there fixing the yard.
Guess where, yeah.
Wow.
We were trying to figure
like
out.
Like the field crew at like Comerica or something.
Oh, it's cut
exactly.
the secondary way and
yep,
stuff, the
exactly.
two-way cuts.
That was
it's
our
like
yard.
Abuse.
There was something about, especially when you lived in subdivisions, that, you know, really shame on you if you have a yellow lawn,
oh.
you know, or it wasn't landscaped. There is still stuff on Burson's Avenue right now. Looks like people just moved in. Little teeny shrubs, and that's it. And then there's some ones that were overgrown and stuff. But, man, how bad was it to do for you, Sue, two, Sue, one, Sue, whatever we want to call you?
Oh, my dad ripped out all the grass, put in new sod, and then we had to make sure it got watered every day and had to... My brother and I, it took both of us to run behind that rolly thing with the water out to flatten the sod down. Because we were really young, and that was really heavy.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but look at your upper body today,
well,
Schwarzenegger.
Right. Right.
What was that? I mean, was it just like they put in a bunch of water in a roller?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you got to...
Straighten out the bumps or
yep.
something.
Mm-hmm.
But did it work?
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it's really...
It
I mean,
still
like,
work.
Tamps and compresses mm-hmm. the land down, and we'll... Yeah, kind of like... flat and pretty much anything it runs over, man. You stick enough what more water, the heavier it is. You
but
know?
Doesn't it
obviously,
squish
but...
the grass?
It grass bounces back.
Right, yeah.
It can.
You have to do it in the spring. While
when
the,
Sue
while
does it, goes
on.
Out there
yeah.
and stands them all up again.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to figure close. Out, how did you figure out, and we'll start with you, George, how did you figure out what the cool toy was for Christmas when you're going to ask?
Well, you got to watch all the commercials during the cartoons and all that stuff.
Bingo.
Of course. Then when you're out at the toy store, you know.
There it is.
You scope everything out. Yeah. And, well, sometimes you find that diamond in the rough or the one you've heard about. I used to have a, I remember this, it was a Johnny Astro. Do you remember the Johnny Astro thing? It was a battery powered.
Yay, batteries.
Futuristic fly the balloon with, it had a little like plastic bass on it, and had this control thing with a fan that you can manipulate, you know, ooh, here and there, and which take the air, and it would like fly the balloon, and you could whoops.
Oh, you I could fly
the balloon in the air and stuff, and right, it, control like, the fan, and you know, you didn't have a long range with it, but right, then you could try to like, yeah, you know, tilt an it down droid, and land it and stuff. Like, yeah, exactly. I do. That was really that, cool.
Could you land it?
Yeah, yeah.
Turn the fan off.
Had a speed control, I think, on and off, and a nice little pistol grip handle, man. That was pretty cool back then.
I just recall that, yeah.
Greg, where did you find it?
The Sears catalog.
Oh, yeah, the Sears catalog, or, what was
the
it?
The Wish Book.
Montgomery Ward. Christmas Wish Book.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that they're actually bringing back the Sears Wish Book?
I was at a friend of mine's today, and his kids were sitting there looking at one, and I said, what do you got? And they, it's the Wish Book. And I'm like,
has oh a Playboy God in the middle of it. Wait a minute, what? I had a
flashback here, and I'm like, holy cow, really?
Yep. Was the format still basically the same?
Yeah, it looked cool, like the same book. I mean, I'm like, no, toys are a little more high-tech, but, you
and
know,
more expensive.
Oh, jeez.
I know that goes back to trying to find, because really, Sears, for those who are non-initiated, was the front-runner of Amazon.
Right, right.
Because yeah, we're not, as much as we're supposed to be amazed by Amazon, we've seen this break already. You know, except for instead of being online, you got the catalog, go right to the bra ad first.
Same thing. And you go to, same thing, just in a different package.
Yeah, that's you know, it. Yeah, you can take this into the bathroom with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that was the whole deal of writing everything down, circling circles it. And it's like, it was a like a wreck for your parents. Here's my wish list. You know,
folding the pages over. Yep.
Stapling them. You know, here's my 8 pages. Sue, how did you find yours?
Mostly the cartoon commercials. They would have the newest toy come out, and it's like, oh, I think I need to have that.
I think I would enjoy that. Oh, that's mother.
Right. Well, Sue, one, you must have been still playing with blocks and stuff, because you never got to watch cartoons. You didn't know the new toys were out there.
Enjoy the spreader.
You got new garden tools for Christmas.
Wow, wait till the kids see this. Clippers. You know? I can only wait to go to show and tell first day in school.
The first electric edger. I didn't have to use the one with the wheel with the little pointy thing on it anymore.
Battery powered? Or the 100-foot cord?
Yeah, the 100-foot cord.
Right.
That you ran into once or twice, and they have all these tape things, like every 2 feet.
I used to hate messing with the electric lawn tools and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody remembers.
I did have toys.
Well, it's that awful edger, and we talked about this before, with the star on it.
Yeah, with the wheel.
You know, and for some reason, parents are really cool into that. You had to edge your lawn. Yep. You had to edge your lawn at least a couple of times this summer.
Well, if you did it every week, then it would go smoother. If you did it every Saturday morning, you didn't have to fight with the hanging, with that was the a nice overgrown. Thing
it wasn't a two-hour job.
Exactly.
And all these kids are looking out the window, wow, look what the Martins are doing. Oh, well, back to the cartoons.
What's that noise?
Always hated folks who really did it so well, who edged really well, because your tire of your bicycle would fit right in.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were in that death spiral. You couldn't get out. You couldn't get out until you hit that other driveway. Thunk. Bye. You know, and there's no putting on the brakes because there's no resistance.
Right.
You know, and especially back in the day when you had the brakes where you had to pedal backward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coaster brakes.
Yeah, yeah, which actually did throw you faster than these things because when you had those hand brakes, they would squeak like a bitch. Squeak! And you'd keep going. You know, if you didn't, like, put your pads just right.
Oh, jeez.
But the thing that we were talking about before is if you found all your cool toys on Saturday morning cartoons, present company accepted. what do kids do now? There is no Saturday morning cartoon. At best, you got like Toon TV or Cartoon Network or whatever.
Now you see commercials on TV for like the latest. It's all video game related now.
Sure.
It's games, you know. Yeah. Some of them look so like authentic and real. I don't know if it's a new movie coming out or and then it's like, oh, it's a freaking PlayStation game.
Right? All right. Yeah,
really?
Okay. And it's always some kind of war game. And the crummy thing is, now what they're saying is that kids want Kids, God, and this kind of throws us because most everybody around this table is a little bit past 35. And so that whole thing of kids nowadays, creeps into your speech. This is how you can tell when you're a little bit over 35 is when, and this happens more with women than guys, when they explain things to you, they will tell you in chronological. Well, I went to Sears today, and this guy that was waiting on me, he looked like he was about 27. He got me a wrench. They always will tell you the age of the person they had to interact with. Right. You know, like it matters. It's like, well, now I'm getting a clearer picture. All right, 27. It's like, all right, so were they old? It's, or else you have to do like, a cop pulled me over today. He looks so young. and it's like, what? Are you starting to feel that age now? I mean, you get that, and then you get the other thing about, what is this music?
I'm thinking maybe they're just like, young authority figures, and never mind. Now I was thinking of something.
The music I can't stand. No,
Then it creeps in the back of your head. It's like, oh my God, I am an inch away from get off my lawn, you kids.
I'm becoming my parents.
I know, really. Yes. Yep. And as much as we reject it, sometimes it's cool to embrace it.
Yeah,
this music is crap. It's so bad we'll start our own radio station.
I mean,
when there's so much bass that the walls in your house and your windows are rattling as they're driving past, that's bad.
Yep. You feel them before you hear them.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Well, that was really heavily in late 90s, early 2, when people had kickers in back in 12. I mean, at best, in our beaters, if we had 6x9 Jensen coaxial, look out. I have Cobo Hall right here in my car. I mean, that sounds so clear. That one buzzy one, and then in the beauty of the back in the day cars, where they had the one stupid 4x8 in front in your dash, you had one.
Oh, right in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it'd be bouncing off the windshield.
Little perforated sneaker.
Right.
On the dashboard.
Yeah, where all your seeds would fall into, and then make like this like little reverberation. Well,
they were so tiny, you wonder how the sound got up. It just made your whole dashboard just go.
Everything sounded like Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones because it had that reverb sound to it. The seeds were shaking all the time.
Right.
And then if you were smart enough, you'd put two coaxials in the back, and then you would have surround sound. Wowee! How about you, Suze? Have the big speaker system?
Oh, yeah. The Pioneer Super Tuner and all that good
Hoorah.
stuff.
Hoorah! K-set?
Well, definitely.
Well played.
Well done.
And then when I wanted my radio switched out, my brother said, I don't have time to do it. I said, I can do it. And I did, and he and his friends were astounded that I knew to match red and red, white and white.
Wow. Hey, Tesla, how you doing? It's so much so that we have a gentleman at work, a younger kid, who's about 27.
Whippersnappers.
There you go. He bought a car that had a cassette deck in it, and he jammed the tape because he put it in backward. He didn't know how these things were, and it doesn't key. And if you were cool enough to have that FM converter on the back of your dashboard, I did have an AM. Now I have FM. Wow. We can get whatever stations we want. See, and that's what we're trying to figure out. Where, if you're going to buy a toy, most of the cool toys, you lost a piece or two.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Somebody's always stepping on them and breaking. My brother would throw them away. And just get, see this? Boom, gone.
Well, we'll make do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had the game Mousetrap, anybody have Mousetrap?
Yeah,
Mousetrap was cool.
1,001 parts to lose.
Oh, my God.
And render that game totally useless because you didn't have the guy that was about ready to jump.
One part, and the whole thing wouldn't work.
Yeah. No. Yep. And Milton Bradley's going, you're going to have to go buy another one for $3.95.
Sure, replacement parts? Yeah, we can say that. $5.
Right. You want
the
it.
Game only costs
you
three.
Need this. You need it badly if you didn't have that crank. Because really, even when you assembled it, it looks so much more fun on TV.
Always.
Until you got it home, and this plastic part had to fit into this plastic part, and you had to grow the thing, and then you had to put the rubber band on, and then you had to twist the damn thing around, and that's before you played the game.
Right.
Yes.
The cool thing about the game was they had little teeny tiny mice, and dice and mice. Sounds like a drink game. And it somehow, some way, you'd have to go around the board a couple of hundred times, and then you would build this thing all up, and then somehow, some way, at the third hour of playing the game, you could turn the crank around, and all this stuff was supposed to happen. The ball was supposed to
land in a certain place.
Yeah, wasn't it that? And then something had to come down, and it had caught it.
The little steel marble. That came down
there. Yeah, right.
The slide, but halfway through, something always stopped. You'd have to give it a little flick with the finger to keep going, because never did
shake
it go
the board,
from
the game. Bang.
Never.
Yeah, I never had patience for that game.
Do you realize how much of a disclaimer they'd have to put on for choking hazards?
Oh, my God.
Every single piece.
How many times did you put any part of a game in your mouth?
Never.
No, oh.
Never. Apparently common sense isn't that common anymore.
Evidently. I mean, if you're going, what? Dice?
How do they taste?
Yeah, really.
made me think of a Facebook thing I seen a couple weeks ago. Like, some people are out on an African safari, and this woman's got her window down in the car, and there's this hippo, like, right in there with the mouth open, going, hey, you guys got any marbles? It was just like, nice. It was funny as hell.
I'm trying to think of any game that had a choke advisory on it.
No.
Hungry Hippos, man, had them ball bearings, you know? Those
had
things,
all of them.
Hit that handle, and they just, you know.
Yeah.
Let alone one would, like, fling somewhere, maybe bonk you in the head, and, you know.
That was always slingshot ammo around my house.
Yeah.
When we were done with the game, bang! Yeah. They actually have, on Rock'em Sock'em Robots, they were actually sued because there was some carpal tunnel thing.
Oh, jeez.
For little kids, because they were using that. And it's like, what? I mean, the whole story about games back in the day... is that you wore the damn things out or you lost parts. And then somehow, some way, in your closet, you had 100 stacked up board games that evidently... did you play Sue as a family or something? Everybody put the Monopoly game down?
Occasionally.
What'd you play?
Monopoly and Trouble.
Life.
Life.
Trouble. Yeah. Man, he popped that thing in the middle.
Hell yeah.
Trouble was very popular.
Self-contained. But everybody around the table or just whoever you could grab?
That must have been the choking hazard.
Either my mom and dad occasionally in the wintertime, but my brother and I most times.
Isn't it
amazing? We'd have friends over.
Isn't it amazing that at one time board games ruled?
Yeah.
I mean, Milton Bradley was walking away with everything.
I've heard they're coming back.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything swings.
Sure.
You know, I mean, down to the point where you're absolutely right. You take a look at some of these games for PS4, and they cost millions to produce.
Right.
You know, as opposed to Pac-Man going, bip, 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 bip. You know, I mean, you have all these realistic war figures, and aerodynamically the bullet's perfect, and, you know, it's like, okay.
Graphics, different views and everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 4K views and stuff like that. Jeez.
Too much, man. It's just too crazy. Then multiplayer games, you're playing with all different people.
Yeah, you know, all around the world and stuff.
I love playing them with my son. I mean, he's 21 now, and we still play. We've been playing all these war games since they first came out. And it's when one of the new games comes out, that's like a holiday for us. He's like, let's go, Dad. Come on.
Taking the day off.
Yep. He always wants to play. That's always the tradition, is we play it together first. You know, I picked up the new one just a couple days ago, and he comes home from work, and me and my grandson were playing it, and he's like, oh, Dad, we were supposed to play this, you know? And
you can have your old ring back.
So we'll start over. Don't worry. You know, it's not the same.
Wrap it back up in the package. Oh, look. It's new.
There's always another mission.
Yeah. We're getting you to the third plateau, you know. I mean, because I think right now we're still playing Tanks from Atari.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's one little square
making
its way over to your side.
I had the Intellivision system.
Oh, baby. Get out of the way.
Cool,
if you weren't hip to video games back in the day, the Intellivision was far and away. That thing was kind of like a Cray computer. Not only did it have wood grain, but it had the two controllers with the curly Q little thing.
The dial and the different little inlays.
The disc
and
top.
Where's the first time you saw a video game?
Walker's Chili Carnival.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's a pong, baby.
Well, boop. We were, boop. I was at Sears walking down the main aisle.
Oh, like a home video game?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And walking down the main aisle at Sears, and there's a kid playing on this TV. And I'm like, what are you doing? Playing this pong. And how do you do it? And he shows me. And
how do you do it?
And I move this paddle up and down. And okay, here, give me one. I'm doing it. We sat there for like 2.5 hours while my parents did all the shopping.
Yeah, I mean, there was almost like pong masturbation where you could do both sides by yourself. Boop, boop, boop.
Then it got going really fast. If you got it going, yeah, you know, boop, back boop, and boop, forth, it was game on, man.
Yeah. Game.
Yeah, then you had squash when they'd make like two paddles on both sides.
Oh.
I mean, it was, once you saw it, because Walker's Chili Carnival, for those who are not initiated, was,
oh, man.
Was a, at one time it was a, I guess, like an Arnold's drugstore.
It was.
And it went away. And so they made that into, the City Fathers wouldn't let them have an arcade, so they kind of built a restaurant in it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm doing the finger thingy right now. I mean, quote thingy.
They had some, they had some of the best dang chili, though, and their dogs with the...
the milkshakes,
that
man.
Chili with the really fine cheddar cheese and the onion, man, and well, their chili recipe with Chili Carnival.
Mr. Walker, if you're still out there, we're
hungry
now.
Man, that was the best. They were awesome. Dude.
Good, nothing.
What a place!
Bunch of 15 to 18-year-old men eating chili in one place. Yes, sir. There you go.
I wonder those doors were kept open all the time.
Yeah, it was because of that. Sue, did you go?
Didn't really go to Walker's much. I think we were up at Helmets Park drinking beer when everybody else was.
It seems to be a theme here. It keeps coming back to that beer.
Well, yeah, the cops would throw us out of Helmets, then we'd parade over to Regal. We'd be back there drinking, then they'd chase us out of there. We'd parade back to Helmets, and this went on all night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you save money and gas.
Well, that's it.
I mean, they're about a mile away from each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Sue's, how about yous?
Nope, never did the arcade.
Oh, that's right, because you were on the lawn.
No, I was pretty much out of worn by then.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
I was gone.
Oh, really?
But we were very big in the board games. But it was always with friends. Never sat around the table with family. Who wants to play with their family?
Right,
it was always the neighborhood friends.
I was trying to
figure. Played with.
Trying to figure out Pachisi.
Oh.
You know, when you threw like a ton of dice that you could choke on in a cup, throw it, and then you had to do like math problems. The hell with this game. Yeah. This is not fun.
We made a drinking game out of that. I remember.
Well, we did that out of Mousetrap.
Yeah.
If you could build it, you weren't drunk enough.
What was that one? Mexican? You ever play Mexican with the two dice and the cup?
Yeah.
Remember, you know,
yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, where you get a certain number.
Or
and
somebody caught, like, bullshit or something. You know, stuff like that. What you do is you got two dice, you got the cup, you shake it up. And, you know, if you roll any kind of doubles, you show it. Everybody takes a drink. But the highest you could call, obviously, would be, say, 65, a 6 and a 5. And, you know, you could go, like, say, okay, say you got a 6 and a 1. All right, I get 61. I call 61. I pass it along. Now, Sue would do the same thing, and she would have to beat a 61 or call bullshit on me and pick it up.
Okay.
But if she's wrong, she drinks. But she could say, she could roll it up and say 63 or something, a 6 and a 3.
You know what I mean?
Pass it along to Sue. And then it's like, okay.
It amazes me that we
beat that. So at one point, you're going to scream BS.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, the promo for this is Holiday Speak.
Yes.
Now you know about a
holiday table
game.
Games. You're getting them right now, right here. You know, these are the fun ones.
Oh, yeah.
When people came over, did everybody have people come over to their house? Do you go to someone's house for the holidays, for Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Sure.
Who was the best person to see, the best relative, Sue?
That would have been my godfather, because he and his wife always brought really good gifts.
Would you wait at the door, like, get out of the way, aunt? Oh, here's my godparents.
Pretty much. We'd only see them a couple times a year, because they lived way on the west side. And
so what'd they give up?
I don't remember, but it was always good stuff.
It was like, yeah, what's under the tree gives a damn. Where's the godparents?
That's right.
Cool. Sue, other Sue?
Mine was always my Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe and Aunt Rose were always the greatest, but he also played Santa for us back when Santies wore that plastic mask. Does anybody remember the Santa plastic mask?
Wow.
It was scary as hell. Just like the Halloween plastic mask, right, with the little plastic
just like the
string.
Rubber band thing in
exactly.
back. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Creepy. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's how far back he would play Santa for us. But then he always, he would fill the bag. So we didn't care about the plastic mask. Uncle Joe was cool. In the later years, Uncle Joe was still always cool.
Did you know it was him? Could you tell by the black hair behind the mask?
But that's when I would have been really young. Nope. By the time I realized Santa wasn't Santa, it was my oldest brother was playing Santa, and I recognized his shoes.
Oh, jeez.
You're not Santa. You got Ron's shoes on.
Santa, how did you get Ron's shoes?
Yep, that's how I found out Santa wasn't Santa.
George, how did you find out?
About the Santa thing?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't even...
I was driving the wrong way on 75.
Down in the base, in the basement, one day.
So I rolled his car.
I'm Santa.
Did a little exploring in the back and found these bags with all these,
presents.
Toys and presents and stuff yet to be,
Because
stuff, so
when you're at home, you're looking for the porn, and it's like, what presents?
Already knew where that was.
You knew where the presents were? Good, George. Yeah.
But
who was your favorite relative coming over?
Oh, relatives. I'd have to go with, maybe grandparents back in the day when I was, kid. But now I'd have to say probably, her parents and her sister, who put on a really nice, spread at the house and everything, the food, and, the family time's good because... Not to throw a damper on things, some life is short and,
What's up?
Her parents are still around and that's a great thing, but we know it's not going to,
Sure.
Greg, best person?
I never had the relatives visiting for the holidays. I mean, most of my parents' relatives lived down south in Tennessee. And we were the only ones up here.
Wow,
so.
Northerners.
Yeah.
Yankees.
Flatlanders.
Yeah, so we...
You wouldn't go down to the still on the holidays?
No. It was always staying around the house and just enjoying time off and watching cartoons.
God damn you.
We and had playing Mousetrap.
Yeah. While playing bullshit. Way to go. We had an Uncle Phil, and Uncle Phil was a hard drinker. But everybody was uncle. They were actually my great uncle, my great uncles and whatever. They would have a table of this size, but when you're smaller, everything looked huge.
Oh, sure. Right.
I remember this table to be at least 40 foot long. And the deal was at my grandparents' house, the bar was in the basement, naturally. And so they would be playing cards, and it was the stereotypical men playing cards, women were shepherding the kids. Because everybody was teeny tiny. But you would go up to Uncle Phil, and you would stand next to him. And because he was playing cards, and because Uncle Phil was just a 12-pack, that was about a minute's worth, he would always give you a nickel, go downstairs, and get me an E&B or a Pabst. Here you go! Need another? And so all of a sudden, Uncle Phil has all these kids leaning on him while he's trying to play cards with all the cigarette stuff going all over the place. I mean, that was in the front of the house because there was this big, huge, for some god reason, I don't know why they did this, they put the table in the front room next to the gold aluminum Christmas tree.
Oh, jeez.
With the multicolor spinning wheel.
Nice.
That little
Molotov cocktail.
And you would wonder how many people, when they drove out of that house that day, because these people lived in Ohio. They were the Ohio people.
Oh.
And it's kind of funny when you're driving in there. So who's going to be at grandparents today? Well, it's going to be the Ohio people. And it's like, them. Because they never came over to the house because once they did, especially at Christmas, the kids were so wild that they broke your toy.
Oh.
And never to be at 46, 41 persons ever again. You are banned to Toledo for life. We will not go past South and Monroe because those Ohio people are there. So try to make do. Try to be friendly, you know. But there's still the Ohio people. But, I mean, everybody, they didn't have a Santa where we were. I mean, it's just like grab your presents. How many people
had Santa.
Really?
Always.
How many times did you go see Santa at a mall? Greg, this is going to be different for you.
Not so much. Yeah. No, not so much. Santa came to our house Christmas Eve.
Well, that's right, with the weird, bizarre plastic mask.
Santa came to our house knife. Christmas Eve. And then it went from that Santa once Uncle Joe kind of gave it up, then Uncle Tom was the greatest Santa. He had the big rosy cheeks. In fact, Uncle Tom used to like to tip him, and he would always drink his whiskey from the shot glass through a straw. And I can even remember when I got a little older, the shot glass was sitting on the counter, and I'm like, well, no, you can't use that, whoever uncle it was. I was like, no, that's Santa's cup.
How do you think he flies? You know?
Put the cookies in the shot glass.
Yeah, that was Santa's cup.
With a little note. Dear Santa, here's some old granddad. Please bring me a doll. Signed, Sue. Sue, how many times did you see Santa?
I think we only saw him at church at the Sunday school Christmas party.
Drinking beer in the back at Regal.
And one time it was my dad, and I didn't know it because I was very young.
And? Did he, like, make you do stuff? You should clean your room more often. Ho, ho, ho.
I think so. Or you're not getting anything this year.
You should be nicer to your dad.
That's right.
Go get him a Pabst. Yeah. Here's a nickel.
Bring him his slippers when he comes home.
George, how many times you go to the see the Santa?
At the malls, I can't recall.
Or somewhere. Anywhere.
But, back in the day with some, her parents, her dad worked for Edison, and they put on some pretty cool functions for their family.
Oh, sure. So, wow. About the union parties.
Yeah, yes, baby.
Uh-huh. And, you know, Santa makes those appearances at those halls and stuff, and there's gifts and the grub.
It was
a good time back then.
That's
what I can remember.
It is amazing how, especially growing up, depending on where your parents work, because my mom was a teacher and my dad was a mechanic, and the teacher parties were wild, but they were only parents only. You only heard about them, you know.
Okay.
But there was some, when we got a little bit older and stuff, and you're right, the union parties, man, what a spread. And then they had food, too. Anyway, but they had, I mean, presents and giveaways, and it was just wow.